Mojo in the Morning's top trending stories.
All right, top trending stories of the day. And then guess what, guys? It's the weekend. By the way, I'm going to add you doing the air horn with your mouth air horn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add that to our sound box here because I think it's better than playing the actual air horn. My which one?
Your burp.
My burp? Oh, I can add burps. Listen, honestly, I've got farts, I got burps, I got all kinds of things in this fun little box here.
I've never been more honored. I think that's like one of my biggest achievements is making your soundboard.
You're going to make it to my box. I know it's not Dick Van Dyke's dick, but it's my box.
Oh my gosh. Second, I just feel like that's best. So we can't talk about him like this.
Yeah.
Making
be respectful.
Yeah.
Guys, I got to be newsworthy or newsy because this is a very, it's trendy news here right now.
Okay. Use your newscaster voice.
Yeah. I'm going to do my Ron Burgundy right now. Okay. So this story is going to actually come out later today. So the CDC is going to come out today to explain why they have made the announcement about the mask mandates coming back in areas where there's going to be high rates of this Delta variant. The reason why that they're doing this is because there are so many people, that are very like, okay, which way are they talking about right now? Like one time it's saying, take a mask off, put a mask on, do a mask.
It's and confusing.
You had Dr. Fauci saying things like this.
Fully vaccinated person, should we have any worries about walking by someone on the street who may be unvaccinated?
Not at all. I would have no concern walking down the street past a person who's not been vaccinated and even a person who's been infected, because the protection is really quite substantial.
So that, by the way, was Dr. Fauci saying that, and it was only like a few weeks ago that he said that. Well, now they're going to come out today and they're going to express why they decided to change the mask, putting it on mandate. They are coming out to say today that the Delta COVID-19 variant is as harmful or spreads as fast as chickenpox and other big diseases that people have had to worry about over the years, that they say that the variant is worse than COVID was a year ago. Now, not worse in the regards to the fact that your people are dying, because matter of fact, the death rate actually has gone down.
But in terms of how contagious
it is of people getting it. So today, look out for that. They'll actually come out today and they'll make a press conference as to why the CDC did it, because there's been a lot of people that have been upset with them over that. There's other people that are upset about the Delta variant. And those are people who are moms of children whose names are Delta, like Kristen Bell. Did you guys hear the audio of Kristen Bell? She came out to express how her daughter, Delta, is very upset over the fact that she has the same name as the Delta variant.
It's a big bummer. It's a big, big bummer. But I'm really hoping that the Delta variant won't be as strong as the original COVID, and people will still say Corona.
Yeah. I love, by the way, Kristen Bell.
I love her too.
She could seriously just, call me up on the phone any day and just tell me what she ordered on Instacart.
To be honest, she's sick, so she's impressed every time she sees like a Delta Airlines ad or anything. Sure, she's like, oh my gosh, my name. So every time she hears anyone talk about the variant, she's like, my name. And
oh,
I'm like,
good, okay.
She's still excited about it.
I told you guys about how the president was going to have a press conference yesterday. He did the press conference on Thursday, said that they are going to require federal workers or any visitors that come to federal offices to have to be vaccinated or take a test and mask up. So all federal buildings, all federal offices, even going on federal property, including the White House, they're requiring this. Another thing that they're actually doing right now is they're taking this from Kroger, because Kroger did this with their employees. They're going to give a $100 incentive to anyone that gets vaccinated over the course of the next few weeks. So if you got vaccinated already, you're not going to get that. But they said, this is their way of trying to get more people to get vaccinated. And one way that people are doing this is through vax parties. A South Florida doctor is holding a vaccine party where you kind of come in there and you can get vaccinated and then have cocktails with them. Hang out and have cocktails with everybody that's there. This South Florida doctor, his name is Tiffany McCall. And Tiffany McCall came out to say that their office is going to be doing this vax party, and they're asking for other doctors' offices to make it like that, where there's more added fun incentives.
Doesn't a vax party sound dirtier than it really is?
Yeah, it really does.
It does.
Yeah. Which honestly makes me want to go. Did you see the draft last night? Did you watch it, Mike?
Uh-uh. Oh, the draft, yeah. I thought you said a giraffe for some reason.
I thought he did too.
Why would I ask you if you saw a giraffe?
I don't know. That's why I was like, no, I haven't seen the draft, but cool.
Last night was the NBA draft. And the Detroit Pistons, they got the first pick and they did the right thing.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State University.
I ended a bike ride with my kids to make this moment right here.
Just wanted to watch it, right?
Yeah, I just had to see it.
Now, the last time they had the number one pick in the NBA draft was way back in the 1970 draft, I think it was, when they took Bob Lanier. Now, here's an interesting thing with Cade Cunningham. He's been compared to former Piston Grant Hill, and even they compared him last night on ESPN to LeBron James. I mean, I think that would be amazing if he was like half of both of those guys. But we'll see how things go. He sounded great in his interview that he did post getting drafted. He actually looked really cool with his baby daughter there, too.
It's still crazy to be in the moment. Like, words can't really explain the emotions. Everybody's so happy. My family's all here. You know, to be able to spend this moment with them, it's a blessing.
Shout out Detroit. Shout out Detroit. I got to buff up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Detroit.
Oh, you're ready.
I'm buffed up now. Which camera I'm looking at? I'm in this one.
Yeah, you're in this one right here.
Detroit, I'm all the way in. Detroit Pistons, I'm all the way in. Let's do it.
Motorcade.
What?
So it, everybody's been texting this morning.
Explain to me. By the way, I heard the Pistons sent you a DM just a couple minutes ago.
They actually just sent me another one.
Did they really?
What? They're really, really excited that you are wearing a D-Up shirt tonight or today. Oh. And they said,
it's because they sent me free merch. If they send me more free merch, I'll wear whatever they want.
If you're listening, I would love a hat. They said, Gary saw him repping the Pistons last week, too.
Hey, quick question for you about these glasses. He's wearing these Cartier glasses. We mentioned it earlier this morning. Is it true that we were way underestimating how much these things cost? Sure. How much are these Cartier buffs?
Between $2,000 and $3,000.
Yes. Holy.
Closer to $3,000. Depending on, there's.
By the way, the Pistons people, you want to send me some Cartier glasses too, along with your shirts. They are the best organization in this town. And I'm going to say this, and I know it's going to piss off the Tigers, the Red Wings, Mud Hens, everybody, all of our, they send us free merch all the freaking time. And listen, I'm not doing this all just for free. I can afford to buy it myself, and I do. But I like free. And free is great. You know
and
what?
And you'll wear free.
I will wear free as much. And I'm a huge Pistons fan, too, which is nice. I had season tickets to the Pistons for the longest time, and I might get them again.
They gave us a lot of tickets to give away, too.
Did they really?
Ooh.
That's donut.
Yeah, but they always do. Every season we have tickets to.
All right.
We love them.
I like them. Good people. So the president did say something yesterday that I thought was really important to reiterate to our listeners, because a lot of parents are worried about schools going back. He told the schools and the teachers and the teachers unions, school needs to be back in session, and for a good reason. This study came out that said that about 7 in 10 parents... I'm sorry. No, that's the wrong story. It shows you how bad I am with this stuff. I ran out. Oh, with the shutdowns last year, it has left students 5 months behind in math and 4 months behind in reading at the end of last academic year.
Yeah.
So kids are so far behind with how school has gone over the course of the last year and a half. And the president made a point to say that kids need that for their, well-being, that he doesn't want to see kids left behind. Interesting, though, parents actually, this story that I'll do next, 7 in 10 parents think their kids actually focus better learning remotely, but they also still say that they think that their kids should not be learning remotely.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know much about this, but I'm so curious if somebody could, as a parent or a teacher or whatever, reach out to me, even if it's just personally on my social media. But how is this going to affect the standardized testing, which then affects the funding that they receive?
Well, isn't the funding based on if you take the test, not so much how much money you get or how much?
I thought it was how well you do on the test.
I don't know.
It's how many people pass, right?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's actually a really good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to like eat up too much airtime with it, but if somebody knows, I'm super interested in knowing the answer.
They did standardized tests. I mean, at least Luce did because I got her scores actually like a few months ago, I remember. So they didn't skip it, but you're talking about just like moving forward because everybody is behind.
Yeah, because I was really behind when we did standardized testing. Fun fact, like I failed one of the tests really, really bad. And it's part of the reason why my dad and I started getting into Harry Potter was I couldn't read. But if we're this far behind with our students on such a mass scale, like how is that going to affect our standardized testing? Because our government is so reliant on that, right, when giving out funding. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what else is so interesting? I was talking to a lot of my friends who have kids that are like around the preschool kindergarten age. Mm-hmm. I think we are going to have a class of older, like a lot of parents, instead of pushing their kids through to kindergarten as they should have this year, a lot of my friends are keeping their kids back to do another year of pre-K.
I think it's smart.
Yeah, it is.
Or they're keeping them in kindergarten for another year instead of pushing them to first grade.
So the kids are going to graduate from high school at 20.
But they're going to be a little bit older than normal because of last year.
Mm-hmm. With back to school talk here right now, how much do you think on average the average parent spends per child for back to school supplies?
Like school supplies or clothes too?
Both. Yeah, both supplies, clothes, backpacks, other things that they need for school.
$1,500.
Oh, you're going high.
Oh, I don't have kids.
Research shows that the average parent spends about $843 total between all the stuff that they have to buy. 70% of the stuff is on clothes, 43% on school supplies, backpacks, 39%. Those are the top items that parents have to splurge on and try to buy for their kids as they get ready to go back to school. Do you know that some schools down south are starting school in a week? August the 9th is when schools start
in
a lot of places. I know, it's insane. God, I'll end on this story here because then we're going to start the weekend. You know how much I love to get audio of people that are on Zoom calls, you know, for work, and something embarrassing happens.
Yeah.
A woman embarrassed when she's on her company's Zoom call talking to her CEO and her chair at home breaks, causing her to fall on the ground. I want you to listen to this audio and I want you to listen. I'll go all the way to the end with this. Listen to how the people in her office are really not concerned with her.
Jersey, where my uncle lives, and stay and hang out with him for a bit.
Charlotte? You okay? What happened?
Kyle, are you recording this? The chair just broke.
Desperately hope so. Yeah, don't worry, it's recorded.
All right, I'm gonna get another chair, be right back.
Wait, oh Charlotte, we have a lot to do, don't leave.
What? Oh my god, that was hysterical. Well, f*** me.
There's a Monday surprise for you. There's a Monday surprise for you. Are you okay?
By the way, the response was, hey, don't leave. We have a lot to do.
But honestly, you know, Mojo would have done the same. He would have been like, Reese, how fast can you get that up on Instagram if it was one of us?
We have the answer, by the way, on school funding and stuff. Matt is a teacher. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Mojo, how you doing?
Good. I'm going to call you Mr. Matt because that's what they probably call you. What's going on?
I just want to confirm with you guys. Yes, state funding is based on how many kids pass that test. Okay. But there was there's a little bit of a reprieve from this past year with the COVID and everything. But everybody was still forced to take the test this spring.
Yeah. Okay.
Matt, when do you guys start?
We're starting the week before Labor Day.
Yeah. What district are you in? Shout them out.
Utica.
Nice.
All right. Well, welcome back. Are you excited to see the kids again, or you still want summer?
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't want still summer? But no, we glad to be back with the kids and excited for sure.
I like this guy. I want this guy to be my teacher. They were never excited to see me.
Nice.
Doesn't he sound nice?
He does.
Yeah. You sound like a nice teacher. You're a gym teacher, aren't you? What do you teach?
I'm actually the art teacher.
Art teacher.
Oh, we knew it.
That's it. Bingo. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Matt. Have a fantastic rest of summer, okay?
Thanks. You too.
You guys be safe. We will see you. The podcast will be up here in just a little bit. Have a great weekend. Anybody got anything this weekend they want to plug? Or
yeah, I am going to actually be out tomorrow at the what is it called? It's the park right next to Fleetwoods, essentially. Or I'm sorry, at, no, par- no, no, wait, hold on. I have to do the whole spiel. Promenade Summer Concert Series of Promenade Park. There we go. Okay, Promenade Park in downtown Toledo. Promedica's doing their movie night with the kids, and I'm actually going to be out there from 5 to 7 so you can bring snacks and goodies and like just sit outside and enjoy the summer and watch a movie up on the
downtown big screen. Toledo's been fun. I
Promenade
saw,
Park, got it.
I saw Scott Sands was last week at the 38 Special concert.
Yes.
38 Special.
Tonight is Warrant and Winger.
Warrant and Winger. These are all these are all bands that I remember listening to when I was in grade school. My brothers would be playing them all the time.
Hey,
I love them.
I'm excited. Third Eye Blind is coming, and so is
Oh my God, Third Eye Blind.
Now, Gwen Stefani.
Now you perk Shannon's attention. She got excited with the Third Eye Blind. All right, we'll see you guys. Bye.
20 plus years of idiocy and still going in Detroit, Toledo, and West Michigan.
It's Mojo in the Morning.